I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hello and welcome to A Pint of Cthulhu Season 4 Blister Rivers. In the last episode, the team had finally worked out that old Westwood was up to no good and was actually the bad guy. They kicked his ass, but not before. Absolutely took an absolute dump on Tupin, who very nearly died, but due to the rules saying that if you still have grit left, you don't die, you just become unconscious. What negative effects will come of that, we'll find out later on. But as they have finished this area, we'll do a quick rundown of what level up and what loot they got, and then we'll move on. So, Cap, do you want to start us off, please?
Hi, Jacob wants it known that we took great lengths in that last fight in order to keep Tukin alive as he was unconscious. Everybody was throwing him around the battlefield, making sure he was out of the line of fire. It was all very exciting and dangerous. But we prevailed in the end, and Jacob got himself a tool belt out of the gig. So he has increased his SP, the amount of things he can carry, and got a little bit of damage resistance out of it as well. As far as level ups go, he's on the Dasher line, so we took the perk. It's called, what was it called again? Shuffle Smack. Yeah, so I saw the wolf doing this and I wanted it. So what happens is when you dodge, you can move fast, burn 4 grit, and automatically retaliate with a natural attack. I think this stacks pretty well with Jacob's Stomper passive, which will give him some guaranteed damage out of that natural attack, and with his leech passive, which means we should be able to regain some of that used grit as and when we do it.
Mm-hmm. So, Cartman, what did you choose? Did you end up picking anything up?
No loot, but I got the usual level up. I decided to go for Wrapped in Rage, which essentially boils down to I can burn 5 grit and I can inflict double damage upon the next successful attack. So it's not like a one hit and a miss, it's the next successful attack.
Ooh. Did you pick up any loot or did you not?
No, I left it. No. I've got enough on me.
Okay, Jay, what did you do?
Well, Kolaris now has 1 more health, bringing him to 30, and significantly more grit, bringing him to 25. But most importantly, he also picked up Shuffle Smack. A little bit of attack anytime a dodge sounds good to me. It'll burn nicely with a double scratch to get me to kind of be like a badger monk. And also picked up a bandolier, so my pockets now have significantly more space in them.
Mm-hmm. So one of the dead sheep would have had one of those on. Considering there's quite a few of them, there was quite a few to go around. Tukin, what did you find, and what did you level up?
I stole the wolf sheriff's, I stole his hat, so actually it was better than a deputy hat, because it gave me +1 DR, and I leveled up, and I've got, I got Magnifier, which is, whether it says be it literal magnifying glass you find or one grossly materialized from your pestules, you produced an intimidatingly large lens. So basically with that, I get a magnifying glass that if I put in direct sunlight and use it as combat, it's 3d10 plus your level in damage. I have to roll obviously scrap to attack. And if I don't kill them instantly with that, they produce a random blister, per the producer's choosing. But also, I roll d20 grit on what I lose. So whatever I roll in D20 is what I lose if I use it in combat. So it uses all my life and stuff like that to use this attack, this magnifying glass. Or if I use it outside of combat, I burn 3 grit and I can get a +6 to noggin on fighting stuff. But that's what I get on mine.
That's a pretty badass weapon.
It really is. It's a magnifying glass. So I don't really know if you want me to use SP on it or not.
If it doesn't really count. Counts it, then it doesn't count it as SP.
So I just have an actual physical magnifying glass now. It apparently comes out. Yeah, whether or not I find it, if you want to make it to where I find this thing, great. Otherwise, it just like bursts out of my...
It literally says that you've grown it out of your pustules, so...
So it's really gross. You guys just watched me grow a giant pus blister thing, and then it just explode, and there'd be a magnifying glass drop on the ground. It's really gross.
It's pulsating and slightly flesh colored.
Oh, yeah, Flower said it was right. There's a monocle on my picture. It's my monocle.
There you go.
That's how I'm imagining it.
My monocle. I'll just have a monocle wearing it. Yeah.
And last but not least, Flower, what did you choose? What did you find?
As I put 4 into the health, I also found a bandolier, which gives me finally got SP, which I've kind of partly filled up already by gaining a truncheon. I've now put the flamethrower into the train, so I've a better chance to hit something. And my ability I took is Shift Fate. Burn 6 grit and choose a target. You shift a fail roll of your own onto someone else, so that they fail their next action, no matter what, and you re-roll yours.
Is that friend or foe?
Just says...
Say foe! Say foe! Flower, don't take the bait! Say foe!
My choice!
So, basically, you have an automatic... you can fail anyone, then.
Yeah.
Only if he fails.
Yeah.
No, just says, you shift, I fail the roll of it. Yeah, so if I fail something, I just shift it onto someone else. It's in combat or out combat, even.
If it doesn't state any of otherwise, it's probably unanimous. Do whatever.
Oh no, I accidentally failed this. Oh, I don't want you to hit, fuck you. Probably, stop Gertrude from actually hitting new people that they've just met.
That would mean you'd have to fail first, though.
Yeah.
Does that automatically make you pass, then?
No, it's just a reroll. So he burns 6 grit and he gets to reroll. And that fail is shifted onto whoever he chooses. I mean, it sounds like that's either friend or foe.
Oh yeah. They fail their next one no matter what. So oh no, I failed. I think enemy one will fail their next one.
Yeah.
So it'd be good game bosses.
Quite grit hungry though. Eventually, I think.
Yeah, but if you've got enough grit, because that's quite pricey.
Yeah. Could be worth it in a pinch though.
Definitely. Anyway, so you've all climbed back on the train, you've departed from the Wild West station. Took the rats a while to get everything cleared off, but they fixed all the windows up. Yeah, bit of sheet metal. Not quite as glamorous as it once looked. It's starting to smell a bit in there. The roaches have bred like roaches. One of the cars is now completely infested, and they are all still cooking. But,
I told you to keep it in your pants, bitch. Fuck. I didn't birth anything. How the hell did these fucking whores get here?
I don't know.
Of course you don't know. You just birthing these motherfuckers without even realizing it, you nasty bitch.
How else are you gonna make roaching go?
That's right, you did fucking do it, you whore. You disagreed to it.
You were the one that was also in the hooker house before.
It was by accident. I was looking for the restroom.
Oh, fuck off. You led me there.
Good morning, ladies. How are we today?
Oh, fuck. What do you want?
Oh, what a handsome rabbit. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I'm good, honey. How are you?
All the better for seeing you, my love. What's in the menu
today? Oh, my goodness. You sure know how to talk to a roach. I tell you that. Oh.
He just asked you a goddamn question. You're
I'm pretty good, honey. How are you doing?
Goddamn, he asked you what was on the menu. You didn't even pay a fucking attention.
I am, clearly. I'm on the menu, honey.
Oh, and that's it. I quit.
Ladies, is there anything you
might well, we for that? Might be taking you up on that offer for dessert, but not right now.
For dinner, we've got, clearly, we have Salisbury steak, we have, I think, chicken Alfredo, we also have spaghetti and meatballs. Don't ask what's in the meat.
Or the balls.
Well, Jacob is a picky eater, so I guess he's going to stick with his steak.
Now, is Salisbury a brand?
I'd never heard of it before you guys started talking about it. Or before I started.
It is in Fallout.
Yeah. Oh, for Foxy.
There you go.
That's kind of great, that.
Well, if you didn't get taken, you at least got someone.
Salisbury steak is a brand.
Is it? I thought it was just named after
a place. And of course, Cartman, so is Fallout. So, both of you, it's now a D6,
Jeepers,
or you pass it on for a D12.
So yeah, I'm going to pass, I'm joking. I'll take that.
You can if you want.
Sorry, so do I have to roll a D6 then, yeah. Yeah, catch up there.
So, there's no way it is a brand, because multiple companies have this type of steak in its recipe, in its book.
So it's a recipe, not a brand.
It is a recipe. It's a type of steak, not a brand.
Yeah.
It is a steak that's been made.
Only
No, that's cool. I just 25.
All right, cool. So you go down by 2.
Because there's multiple brands that use this in their recipe book, but it is not a brand. It's just meatloaf, you know, reheated later on with gravy and thrown into an oven.
Is that all one of those actually is?
I would say it's all it is. I'm sure there is way more to it, but that's how I make Salisbury steak. I make meatloaf, and then whatever's left over, I put in the oven with some gravy, and then I have a really good Salisbury steak the next day.
That's not a steak, though, is it?
I mean, a hamburger steak either.
So. Yeah, it's called it's Salisbury steak. Exactly, it's not a normal steak.
It's like fish fingers aren't fingers.
But he's not wrong. They are indeed not fingers.
Now you know.
Jay, you are very very quiet.
I can turn myself up, but you're gonna get a lot more background noise.
Yeah, I'll deal with it.
All right. That better?
So I was over here like arguing with myself for a while. I'm like, why are they not listening to me? Then only realizing my mic was muted. So I'm like, why are they not listening to me? They're not listening to my argument? What's going on here? Like, I was getting so mad. Then looked down, saw that I was muted. So, oh, well, I'm fucking stupid.
Don't make Matt
by the way, guys, that. Just for tonight only, if we make Matt laugh hard enough, we can kill him.
No, fuck off. Do it.
No, it takes HP off of you.
It takes HP off of you in real life also.
If your god dies, then so does your world.
Oh, my new god. Manny's
living a good life.
Anyhow, after the gross debacle with the roaches and our bunny boy.
You've gone gross.
You.
Yeah, I resent that statement. I am one of the roaches, so fuck you.
I'd rather you didn't.
Yeah, fuck Cassie.
And you just claimed you're the god. You just claimed you're the god. So basically, just Toucan just flipped to the sky, just flipped off the sky. Like fuck you.
Suddenly, a lightning bolt comes down and strikes you.
That's how Gertrude lost it.
Is that all you got, bitch? Try it again.
Anywho, as you pull up into the next area, there is
a fire.
Why are you trying to kill things with fire already?
I can't anymore, because my flame flower is in the train.
So as you pull up to the station, you'll see a rather lavish landscape that's overgrown. A very tall and somewhat dilapidated building taking pride of place. There are banners that have faded and torn, showing various different shows that would once have been held here. Only a few lights remaining on in the surrounding area. A few posters still kind of sort of hold on for dear life onto the walls, bleached out for the most part, showing ghostly figures of what probably once was a children's entertainment area. The most recent signs of life come to you as a graffiti scrawled across the wall, warning basically don't go inside, it will get you.
And one's a penis.
Don't dare to open inside.
Is it a graffiti of a pulse person Peter?
Yes.
We had a don't dare open inside. Jesus Christ. Never mind.
Oh, yes.
Don't dare open inside.
Yeah, I messed up too many times. Continue.
Yeah, Cap did that one.
Yeah, I was going to say it was done last season.
Yeah.
And yet, there is another way to leave this area.
But who remembers last season? Come on.
I do. I loved that season. It was good fun.
If you'd like to listen to it, go back.
Exactly. Yeah. Go back and listen to it. Stop
what
listening
doing
to this shit.
Yeah, listen to the second season. It's a little bit better.
Yeah.
And if you somehow manage to listen to the first season, despite it being lost,
I would say go listen to the first season, but it's not there.
Yeah.
It's still being fixed. Hey, listening back to that, it sounds like shit. It really fucking does.
Well, anyway, sorry we interrupted you, Matt. Please continue with your world building.
So, as you step off the train and you're greeted with all this, what do you do?
The train's ready to move on. Might as well have a look around.
Yes. Are we looking at a closed door to this place? Are we just on the outside of it?
Yeah. It's,
yeah, okay.
The outside, it's closed, it's overgrown.
Anyone want to knock the door?
Well, as you get closer, you'll just see a critter come running out of the side door. Absolutely looking crazy as anything, and it's running straight towards you.
Ah, kill it! Kill it with fire!
Took him like a good American, raises his gun.
All American.
No, if I was a good American, it'd be TNT. Hit the deck!
Shotgun.
You'll hear from one of the bushes also a voice calling out going, quick, get in here. Quick.
Well, might as well go in some bushes early in the morning.
Yeah. I was kind of joking about the rest of that. Are we just going to ignore this really cute little fella here?
It's running towards you. It's still looking quite crazed.
Okay. Jacob's going to ignore the voice to the side, and he's going to stop the little critter from running. As it runs towards him, he's just going to grab it by the scruff.
I do have, now before you continue with that, Matt, I do have my rubber band gun like cocked and loaded, not aimed at him, but I do have it loaded that I can aim quickly and shoot him should things go south with the rabbit.
Fair enough. I'll point out that you probably picked up a good chunk of ammo for that. So
he's got the safety off. He's ready to go.
Ooh, yeah, like how much? Because I have 19 now. So do I have more than that now?
I would say you could probably keep like
at least you can keep 20 on you at a time, but there's probably more in the train, enough for like at least, you know, a while.
Oh, okay, so basically every time I go on the train, I like restock to 20.
Yeah.
Ah. Perfect. Okay, I'm back to 20. Sounds good.
Until you find something better that you don't want to use anymore. So you'll hear this voice going, I fucking mean it. Get the fuck in this bush. Otherwise they'll find you. And this thing is just running as Jacob puts out a hand to stop it.
Okay, well, can I grab it by the scruff and take it into the bush?
You can grab it, but as you grab it, it will start fighting you. Not to hurt you, but to try and get out of your grasp.
Is this an eye? Am I wrong on that? Is that what this is?
Well, this is the same model as the Sugar Glider. I just couldn't be asked to make a new model.
Sugar Glider. Okay. But is that what it is?
It's a generic critter. A generic critter.
Okay. Just be a sugar glider then? We'll just make it a sugar glider. This is technically the first one sugar glider we met. Technically, right? Second. Oh.
As it struggles.
Was I here for the first one?
Probably not.
No, you were an inflatable token.
That's right. So this is technically the first one Toucan has met.
Yeah. It's in kind of like a doorman's kind of uniform as well.
Bellboy.
Okay, well, as it struggles, I'm going to tackle it into the bush and give it a good slap in the face and calm down. Like, calm down! And he's going to say, what the hell's going on?
I want you to roll me a...
I thought the creature said that, then.
I want you to roll me something to be able to drag this thing into the bush, because it is going to try its hardest to fight it away. So if you've got anything you suggest, let me know.
Right. I mean, I have just my regular combat rolls.
Drop kick it.
Yeah, well, I've got Stomper as a passive, so I could drop kick it into the bush.
All right. It's going to have a D8 of Scurry, so I'm going to roll that first. Oh, it's a nat 1, so unless you run it on that 1 as well, you'll probably win.
Oh, you know what? As soon as that's a nat 1, we're not going to be quite as harsh as drop kick him into the bush. We are just going to grab him by the scruff, take him into the bush, give him a quick wee slap around the face and say, hey, calm yourself down. What the hell's going on here?
Right, so I'll move you over there. You're effectively in the bush. There's another one of these in the bush as well. It's like, shut up and stay fucking hidden. Meanwhile, the other one is just fucking trying to struggle and get out.
Right, well, I'm just going to force him down again, just say, hey, shut up and stay hidden. do as he says. Huh. I keep my wee paw over his mouth.
It starts muffling something, and it's like, you know, you can't quite understand it because you've gagged it, basically. And with that, you'll hear the main doors open. It's kind of like a... That could be a jingle as they open. Imagine if you were like a children's show and there's like an opening theme as it like sweeps open and out walk these kind of felted looking creatures.
You do not notice us. Absolutely not.
We are invisible.
Yeah. Well, they're kind of just walking. They're, you know, they look kind of semi-rigid. Can't tell from this distance what they are, but they're just walking down the pathway as if to kind of follow where the mouse or the glider was.
That shit looks damn right unnatural.
And the second glider will go to you. See, that's what we're on about. Those fucking things. Don't know what the hell he was trying to do running out of this place. He's gone bloody mad. And it shoots the other one glances, being held by Jacob.
I'm guessing he's quieting down now that they are outside.
Yeah, you can still feel this thing's like heart beating like an absolute, well, lunatic, but it's somewhat struggling.
Jacob just whispers, "All right, everybody, just calm down. Let's see what goes on here. Let's just see what happens."
Well, they keep kind of looking through the area.
They get somewhat closer, and if you want to know anything about them, I want some rolls.
Okay, well, we're obviously just keeping a sharp eye on them at the moment, so...
Yeah, well, you're in the bushes, so they won't be able to see you.
What are we talking? Are we talking instinct, or...
Well, it
instinct
depends on
says seeing under instinct.
Yeah.
So I'd like to do an instinct check on these.
Can I do a noggin?
Yeah, so standard checks... Let's go for 5. And yes, you can do a noggin as well if you want.
That is a 10 for me.
Okay.
Yeah, so I got an 8 for my instinct as well.
Jesus. Jay, do you want to roll anything as well?
I think it's a bit pointless.
You know, max out, bro.
Between the two of us, we've got all the information.
Okay, so between the two of you, and you can discuss this between yourselves, whichever one finds what.
Well,
you will notice...
think of it this way. I'm the one that, like, I'm thinking instinct for me would be like seeing things, just basic senses. So how it sees, how it smells, being aware of what their sort of general mood is. And noggin would be like human knowledge. So like any lore things would probably be taken.
Alright.
So how about we do this as if we're collaborating together? So you're telling me what you're seeing, and I'm telling you what I know about what you're seeing.
Which is kind of what I was going to suggest.
Yeah.
Ah.
Well,
but I made it up first, so it's my idea. Fuck your idea. It's my idea.
Do they just find a book of everything that's going on all about the creatures?
For starters, Duke, and you'll notice these things are puppets. Now,
well,
to you,
well,
puppets shouldn't
Jacob
be.
Did notice that. See, now you've already forgotten what your idea was, all right?
Tugan, you can discuss to the others that these are puppets. You will know, however, puppets should not be moving on their own. They're about a foot to 2 foot tall. Imagine, if you will, a certain...
A boy who got no strings on him.
I was thinking else. Poppy Seed Street.
Ah.
Poppy Seed Street.
Yeah.
With Melmo on it. And
exactly.
Ricky Monster.
And Big Chicken.
Yeah.
You don't quite know how they're moving on their own, but you know they are puppets. Different varieties. Some are supposed to be string, some are supposed to be like people puppeted and like in hands and whatnot and sticks. Jacob, however, you see very fine threads coming off of these things. Where they go, you can't quite work that one out, but there just seems to be fine threads all over them, making them move. You don't think they can see, but something tells you they
probably... Do they go straight up, or do they go into the house, like through the door?
They go straight up.
Ah. Toys of the gods.
Oh, cool.
And you hear one of the glider go, those things are, they're William's toys. He took over this place a while back. Started doing, propaganda for that night. Anyone who didn't disagree disappeared and, puppets soon showed up afterwards.
Oh, so this is Two Nights at Teddy's.
Sort of. Wasn't meant to be, but I guess we're going that way now.
Manny's eyes are just bright as anything.
Seems like we've got another tyrant to dispose of, lads.
Seems to be a running theme.
Maybe we could ask this one questions about the night before we...
For the manager.
Before we kill him. Maybe.
Quite possibly, you never know.
If only there was someone we could talk to right here, right now.
Well, and as you say that, you'll hear the very familiar voice shouting, maybe a little bit louder than you'd probably want. Oh, hello there.
Holy shit.
We've got you on me.
Now, why is he kind of sized, Matt?
Well, where do you think the strings are coming from?
I need to check. Cap,
what are the some strings of these... connected to?
Some of these strings are ginger.
Oh, God. So, Cap. As an actual ginger, I find that very insulting.
Come on, do the covers not match the drapes?
Cap, do you want to give us the first ad read of this new area?
Oh my God, right. We need something that's going to be like... Right. I think I've got it. Tired of haunted marionettes, creepy dolls climbing the walls, got one too many cursed sock puppets whispering in the dark? Then you need the Puppet Stopper Spray. The fast-acting, tangle-busting formula that neutralizes the fabric puppets are made from. Just a spritz of the puppet spray and boom! No more jerky limbs. No more unnerving stares. Trying my best to make this work in our favour here.
Okay, I'll say that will give you a disadvantage. Well, it will give them a disadvantage.
Oh, actually, no. Let me do that again. Right. Fabric softener. Why didn't I think of fabric softener? That'd be much better.
You're doing your washing lately.
Yeah, so. Yeah, so. Tired of haunted marionettes, creepy dolls climbing the walls, got one too many cursed sock puppets? Then you need puppet melting... No, fuck. I need a name for this. This fabric softener.
It's clearly no fuck.
Yeah, no fuck fabric softener.
No fuck. No fuck fabric softener.
Then you need no fuck fabric softener. The fast acting, spirit slaying, tangle busting formula. This fabric softener will neutralize any reanimated souls in your clothes. Get it now.
Now clearly,
you might need to cut together that advert. I don't know.
Oh no!
This is clearly the second product. This is clearly the second product of NoFuck. Their first product was a condom.
No,
so
NoFuck
fabric.
Chastity belt. Chastity belt. Actually.
Okay, so it gives them a disadvantage to attack. Roll me a d10. That's how many uses you have out of it.
Okay. 10. I get Jesus. 10 uses out of it. I get 10 uses of no fuck fabric softener.
Yes.
Fuck. Surprisingly, there's 10 uses out of the no fuck condom. Don't ask why there's multiple uses out of a condom. That's very strange, but
just
hey, no fuck standard.
It's like the ones, like pigskin ones. I think
they
just reuse.
Wait, what?
We're not diving into
all right, now hold comments. On, hold on. No, we need to go on that one. Pigskin.
What do you mean?
Pigskin.
I thought
the original
you got using it. Oh, it was intestines, actually.
Yeah.
I remember this.
Pig's intestine condoms. That was one of the first prophylactics.
Just
kept
using them. Disgusting.
Anyway.
It's fucking disgusting.
You know.
I am loving this already.
Made of linen and animal, sheep or goat intestinal bladder.
You read it.
Well, that's what we're trying in June.
Wait, flower, no.
Hold on.
I'm looking at my fucking door. What do you mean?
Whoa.
I didn't sign that petition.
That's the real reason you got
the drinks. Did you read the waiver you signed? No, you didn't.
There was actually a waiver we had to sign.
I know. Let's say, did y'all read the fine print of the waiver?
The fine print.
No.
Okay, Flower,
you want me to do that
there
again then?
Side. If you want to do it again, you're more than welcome to, but I keep
because I don't like the name No Fuck Fabric Softener. We need to get something that's like haunted.
Oh, you don't want the name No Fuck gives Fabric.
No, I think No Fuck Fabric Softener is excellent. I think that's exactly what you should keep it with.
Fine. We'll just stick with No Fuck Fabric Softener. All right.
Okay. So it'll be an SP of... It's a big old bottle, so it's an SP of 6.
Right, 6. That's fine. Good thing I got a bit of additional SP in the last round. I'm getting full again, though. So, yeah. I have 10 uses of No Fuck Fabric Softener, which gives disadvantage to puppets on their attack.
10 uses, yeah.
Yes.
So you just kind of happen to find this thing laying under the bushes or something, or maybe the post-person gives it to you.
He's been drinking it.
Probably.
He's been filling it.
Hello there! I don't give a fuck.
No fucks.
There's no fuck here.
Is there anything you guys want to do as this thing's happening, or are you just going to sit back and watch?
I'm thinking watch.
Yeah, judging by the fact that these two fellows are hiding, we better just stay out of their way, I think.
Yeah, we seem to have a case of haunting puppets.
So, do we know from like our observations, like obviously Cap, Mr. Jacob, Gate got an 8 and I got a 10. So you said that these strings are going off into nowhere. And you made the joke that they were going to post-person Peter. But is that really where they're going to? Or are they going
no, off they're into not nowhere? Going to post-person
I figured. Peter. I figured. So I figured to say. Along. So, but are they going up into nowhere? Or are they actually is no strings?
You can see them for a little while, but then they kind of fade. They're very thin. Almost silky-like.
But we can tell they are being controlled by someone else.
Are they not the bosses?
Way up high, right?
Yep, a higher power.
So can I fly straight up in the air to try and go to see where they are?
I mean...
Because I can fly.
Yeah, you can fly up in the air. I mean... Yeah, go on.
I think we might see you, old chap.
I mean, at this point, we do kind of need to know who's controlling them, though. Because, I mean, we're just fighting puppets. So, if we beat the crap out of the puppets, it isn't like they're actually going to die, though. Because they're being controlled.
Could break them.
I mean, we could, but wouldn't you like to just beat the crap out of the one being that's controlling all of the puppets?
The puppet boss.
I'd rather one and know go. How they're like, turning we kill people him, into puppets none first, of them so they don't get us.
I mean, but if we kill him, does that mean the puppets end? Let me go see who it is. I'm the only one of all of us that can actually go up and see who is controlling.
Alright, fair enough.
Where's the guest today?
No, there isn't the guest today.
Not him, though.
No. Okay. so you take off out of the bush. Creating quite a bit of noise. The other sugar lads will just kind of turn to them and be like, what the fuck did he do that for? He's probably going to give us away. As you're flying up.
It's fine.
Nope, nothing? Okay. Well, yep, Tugan, you can fly up. You can follow these kind of thin silk-like webs, strings, and they kind of just disappear into a vent. There doesn't seem to be any kind of logical like reason as to how these are working.
Now, can I then, since I'm away from where the puppets are, can I just cut the strings?
You can try.
I can try. Okay. Well, I don't have a sharp object. I don't believe. No, I just flew out have
the bush,
a...
The, you'll see down below, the puppets are starting to walk towards the bush. In a weird loping fashion.
Alright, so I'm going to grab... So I just have a mace and a rubber band gun, so I have nothing that's really sharp. So I will try and just, like, grab the actual... their lines... in general. Just kind of grab them and kind of hold them in place.
Okay, so you can grab hold of these things. And you'll see they start walking, and it's almost as if they can't. They're just kind of walking in place. Yeah, stepping.
Okay. Can I then, while I've got their lines held, can I, like, try with my beak to try and, like, I don't know, like, bite through a line just to test it to see if they're, how strong they are?
Yeah, I mean, you can bite through one of them, and you'll notice that one of the, you bite the one to one of the arms and such, and yeah, for a moment the arm goes limp on the puppy. It kind of looks to its side and then looks back again and just keeps trying to walk, and eventually it raises that arm back up again as a new line comes from somewhere else. And with that, the one you have in your hand will attempt to wrap itself around you. I'm going to want a scurry roll, as this thing is going to be a 10 d10s worth.
Okay, scurry roll, it's a d8. 3, come on. Oh my god.
Do you not get bonuses to your scurry?
I do not. Oh, can I burn 2 grit?
Yeah, you can burn 2 grit.
Alright, I will burn 2 grit to avoid that.
Okay, so you manage to kind of drop this thing and it kind of just kind of floats away. And the other puppets, you'll notice slowly but surely the rest of the strings are kind of going limp, parts of the puppets are falling, and then getting back up again and carrying on. It's almost as if the strings are being rerouted from you.
Are we watching this happen?
From your bush, as they start slowly breaking free and walking towards where you came from. You don't know yet if they know you're in there. You just get the feeling that they've seen or somehow sensed movement. And
okay, so Gertrude's getting bored of this. Can Gertrude throw one of her bombs?
You can throw a bomb if you want to throw a bomb.
Wow.
Yeah. Might as well start with a bang. Unless anyone, disagrees right now.
Everybody disagrees right now.
Well, yeah. That's great. Get you throw a bomb.
That's fantastic. I'm throwing the bomb anyway.
Used pipe bomb.
Carmen, are you going to throw the bomb?
Yes. Let me just read the skill quickly. I've got it here.
It's just
to remind me exactly, it's burn X crit to summon a bomb that deals D20 plus X damage.
You see, as Gertrude loosed the bomb from her hand,
say anything you see about
Jacob in the background reaching out, going, "For fuck's sake!" in slow motion, trying to stop Gertrude.
Great, so I can roll a D20.
How much grit are you spending?
I'm gonna spend that's a very good question. How much grit do I have? I have 6. So I'll spend 6 grit.
Okay, so skit D20 plus 6, and that's how much damage you will be able to have.
Cool. I guess I'll roll D20 to see if I hit.
No, because the bomb is automatic, isn't it?
I like that even better. It doesn't say anything on the skill about throwing or anything like that, so.
No, we haven't used that yet, so. Yeah. Cool. Roll your d20 and plus 6.
I've got a d20. Do I roll a d6?
Not much point. Whereabouts are you throwing this thing?
I was aiming it for pretty much the middle of them. So, middle guy is going top. Yeah, that's it.
I mean, I'll say you can get 3 of them, so,
Yeah.
You see them kind of fall down limp. Bits of felt and fabric are singed, and you get that kind of dirty smell in the air. They fall down lifeless, and, you've
managed to get three of them down. And
have they figured out anything yet? Or is it just like a random bomb? Just like...
Well, they've seen something come out there. Or...
They don't know it's us yet. Everybody keep still. They may not have noticed.
At this point, it's kind of...
Don't move. They can sense movement.
It's kind of obvious that you're there. The two sugar gliders will be like, nope, fuck that, we're off. And they just disappear off into the bushes.
Come back, friends.
Oh, but guys, you and my friend. Oh, okay, they're gone.
So, I'm going to want scurry rolls as we are going into combat, because you basically pissed these things off.
What about me? I'm way up high. Did I, like, fly down then?
You can fly down if you want, or you can just stay up there. It's up to you.
Do I have their strings still, though?
You have some strings in your hand, but they have become lifeless and nothing really much going on with it.
Okay, well then can I sever those strings then, if they're just lifeless and nothing going on with it?
Oh, yeah, I mean, as I say, the the strings that you used have just kind of dropped to nothing. So they've been moved from somewhere else.
Alright, perfect. I'm just going to sever them, man. Just for grins. Just in case.
Well, as I say, when you've already kind of done that earlier, and as I say, they've already kind of been rerouted from somewhere else.
Okay, well, yeah, I just severed one earlier. But, okay, well, the rest of them, I just go ahead and sever, just in case. Just in case I sever them and I fly down.
Okay, cool. So you're going into combat as well. Alright, so we'll start this off. Cap, what was your...
Seven.
You said scurry or scrap?
It's scurry.
Seven.
That's an eight.
Two is an eight. Very nice.
Five.
Also a five.
A five and a five. Many manure.
Six.
We got a six. Very nice. I need to remember what the stats were for these three puppets that are remaining.
So I'm going to assume these puppets are our enemies, guys. Right?
Yeah, I mean, we're killing them currently in
good,
the middle
good.
Of doing so.
I am. Gertrude is on track. That's good.
They're not blow-up dolls, are they?
Just for you, one of them is a blow-up doll. There you go.
Oh, no.
Tokit, you going first. You've got the best eye view, maybe you've literally got a bird's eye view. But as such, you can see where this is going before everyone else can. You have the opportunity to act first.
Alright, well, I'm going to fly down and immediately attack this one.
Great. Okay.
With my scrap, which sadly is not good. What is with these rolls?
That's a six.
I feel like I'm burning all of my
good rolls.
That's why. Your dodge roll is why. Like, that's... Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Without even kind of looking at you, this thing is kind of just semi-pulled away, or it drops to the floor for a moment as you just kind of swoop over and just kind of resume standing and loping towards the bush.
See, I'm not going to get any better with the scrap roll than that, and they still dodged it. That's what I hate about my scrap.
These are pre-stated. I've got them written up, so I'm not making that up on the fly either. Jacob. What was that? Jacob, what are you going to do?
I'm going to support Ertuken in his attack. I saw him miss, so I'm going to run up. Yeah, now I'm going to start drop kicking people.
Cool. You're going to drop kick a puppet.
I'm going to fire some grit into it to start with. So I'm going to fire four grit into my... for a nine. So I've got five in the roll. Add four grit for a nine.
Attacker wins.
Excellent. I think I'm just going to do a standard attack on this one. See how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to get that grit back, of course. Because I'm not really sure how these things attack yet. Right, let me just see. I got leeches up a level because I'm up a level, so that's good. So, I mean, they'll get five back for that anyway.
Right, so you're taking grit off them?
Yeah, so
Okay, take 5 grit plus a d4, which is 4, so I'm going to take 9 grit off this guy.
Oh, very nice.
I'm going to hit him for a d6 plus 5 in damage, which is 6, because I rolled a 1.
Well, you kind of kick into this thing, and all you feel is empty fabric behind it, as it kind of just presses in and then presses back out again. You don't seem to have done much apart from take some potential grit out of this thing.
Alright, so I've drop kicked it and just bounced back off of it. This isn't a good sign, Japs.
No, I wouldn't necessarily say you bounced off it. It kind of just, it took the blow and then just reinflated itself back out again. As if a hand has gone back inside and started moving it. Manny, what are you doing?
He's going to move to the closest one. Can I say that one? No, you got that one. One that's already
one in the middle.
Yeah, one in the middle. And he'll just, because his cork was stolen from the last area, he'll reach behind where the cork used to be and pull out the truncheon. Question, does this truncheon have a button?
Absolutely not.
Inflated in the last one.
And just trying to smash his little puppet, although he's a bit hurt to do it because he's liking these little creatures.
Roll me your attack and then roll the muscari. You got a 5, and this thing got...
Oh, bugger.
Jeez, another 9. Yep, as it kind of literally just drops down and then reanimates. Kalaris, you've seen this going on. These things are kind of creepy. What are you going to do?
An explosion might kill them, so they're not invincible. Just difficult to kill. I don't really have any special shit I can do. I can just hit things. So I guess I'll do that. Might suggest, though, if this doesn't work, try and get past them and knock them out of the building. So I'm going to go for a regular old scrapple with it.
I dare say, knocking them out might quite be a bad thing to do, because they will just come back. They're not actually conscious.
Okay, Matt, you may have made these things a little doof.
It's only a D10, but yeah, apparently this thing just, they don't.
You had a 9, a 9, and a 10 with a D10. I call bullshit.
Fuck, I'll double scratch.
Got him.
Nope, never mind, I'm fucked.
Well, you never know, hang on.
Well, it's a nat 1. Oh,
attacker,
wait a minute.
Wins in that one and a nat
2
one.
Nat 1s.
Wow.
2, because it's almost as if you jinxed it.
Yeah.
Great.
It's almost as if you're correcting a little bit too hard there, Matt.
He doesn't control the dice. Thank
you.
Right, that's 11 damage.
11. Okay, yeah, you do kind of have. Oh, you hit that one up there. So you hit the
one.
Fair enough. Well, yeah, you definitely noticed this thing's kind of. Yeah, a couple of bits of it have fallen off. It's still standing. It's still kind of staring at you with its vacant, googly eyes. This thing would have probably looked very joyful at one point, and may have entertained many of our children.
Right, they're giving me the heebie-jeebies now. I think we should maybe run past.
Cartman, what are you doing?
Well, I kicked this off, so I'm going to just go. Jump in with my slasher dash. I'm just gonna jump in with my stunning shaving razor. So a scrap of 10.
Okay, roll me the scrap first. See if you hit.
6.
That's a 6. Oh, it's another net one. So you do hit.
Awesome. So roll for my.
Your scrap and your bonk.
Yeah, cut that out. Scrap turn. Got 4 bonk. 7. Yes, 3.
Well,
and 1 bleed.
Kind of.
Bleed.
You see, as you slice into this thing, you'll find these things don't bleed.
Ah.
There is no blood within the puppet's inner fuzz. They are but empty. And now it is their turn to attack. And as such, the one standing in front of Manny raises its dead kind of puppety hands. It has a slight stick in its hand, but it's going to try and hit you. Oh, it's got a nat 1. That is automatically a miss.
Plus 1, but yeah.
I wouldn't even say you need to worry about rolling that. It's a bit slow to react. The one in front of Glarus. 2.
Alright.
Is it going to hit you, Glarus?
Sorry. I briefly forgot that it's a detail.
Oh, now we're calling him out. Now they're getting back ball.
That's a 6 for me.
And it misses as well. Another one in front of Gertrude. It has an 8. Is it going to hit Gertrude?
My scrap. No, it's a Scurry, isn't it?
Scurry. Yeah, Scurry.
What was it? My Scurry is...
23 episodes in.
Yeah, I know. I think it might hit me. Oh, no. Meet it, beat it.
No, attacker wins.
Do you
have a plus to your scrap? To your
score? No. I could boost it, but I want to be careful with my grip.
It's only going to hit you with its kind of puppety hand. It will attempt to do it too, but I'm pretty sure you've got better DR than
Yeah, that. I do. I've got the fever shield.
The weak, floppy felt arms can't harm us.
Exactly. It kind of seems like a felt off at the moment.
But you didn't felt that.
If anything, yeah, you're feeling a bit felt up. Tokum, after your failed swoop, what are you going to try now?
I'm going to beat the fuck out of the first one I see. So this one right here that I tried to attack with my mace.
Okay, so the one that's coming, take on Kalaris.
That's a 2.
That's a true. Oh, go on.
Fucking kidding me right now? That's another a 10 for everyone at home. That's the second fucking 10. I swear to God. I'm not going to murder it for that one.
Not supposed to be that good.
Anyway, Jacob. Fucking built him that way, it seems.
Once again, Tukan, you see him failing miserably to hit anything. Jacob, what are you going to do?
Good goddamn, what the hell's going on here?
I swear, it's not my fucking fault, Mr. Jacob.
Too bad the fabric softener doesn't give them disadvantage to dodge. If only we had thought.
I tell you, roll me a d100. If it's over 50, I'll say it can give you a disadvantage to a dodge as well.
It's 10.
It does not give a disadvantage to dodge.
Right, regular
chance. I appreciate the help, Cap. I really do.
We're going in for the attack. I'm going to cut it open.
I'll tell you what, if you use 2 uses, it will have a disadvantage on dodge.
Alright, okay. So just keep on racking up those disadvantages the more I spray it on one.
That is literally the plea of a DM realizing he fucked up with these characters so bad that they're really strong. I'll do whatever I can to help you, I swear.
That's okay. I'm going to do a D6 for scrap. I'm going to fire 6 grit into this attack.
Wow, dude, it's almost as if you want me to kill you.
So I'm rolling a 10 on that one.
I've already got a character in the works.
Okay, got 10.
So I rolled a 4, so there that's a 10 in total. You got 2.
Okay.
Is the puppet using any grit?
No, it's not going to use any grit.
Right, fantastic.
They have grit, I'm just not using it yet.
We are going in with the keys.
The big boys.
5d4. So 12 damage. That was a really bad roll for those keys.
That was actually, but it's not too bad. Yeah, you take off another chunk of this puppet and another bit of it falls to the floor.
It's just cutting into this puppet.
Going
that's
everywhere.
Great.
It looked like a very bad upholstery shop. Benaminio,
What are you going to do?
Grab his little truncheon again and give this one another smack so you can just go off a fuck. That's a one, everybody.
Yep, no, this thing got a five. It will not. It's just not bothered. Galaris. Come on, so far Gertrude's the only one that's killed at least three of these things in one hit, so you've got to do something.
Yeah, I got the multi kill.
Yeah, yeah. Alright.
I pulled some out of your ass.
That's a four.
A four.
Hey! A
two. Yeah, go on then.
Bonk, bonk. That is 15 damage.
Yep, you tear this thing's head clean off and it just disintegrates into a pile of upholstery.
Yeah, man, my math isn't mathing here. Oh, wait, that was the same one as I hit. Okay, that's fine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gertrude, you still have this thing kind of staring at you. It's, yeah, it's in front of you, the window.
Carmen.
Gertrude.
Sorry.
We fell asleep.
There he is.
Sorry, my landlord just walked in on me and I just talked as we were making eye contact. I didn't hear you for a second, was it?
You're attacking, what are you gonna do?
Yeah, well, I'm attacking with my shaving razor.
Go on then.
So I got my scrap. Six. Oh, ten.
Bloody hell. Right. It's these things' turn. The one in front of Manny is going to take a softly padded swipe at him with a three. What are you going to be able to scurry out of the way?
Plus one.
You do indeed. The next one is going to try and take a felted swipe at Cartman. That's a nine.
I can't beat it. I don't want to spend grit on it, so what's the damage?
Another nine.
So I'll take five damage. I think I've got 4 DR. DR.
Think or you know?
I know I've got at least three. Oh no, I got one more because my spikes. See, that D4. So I get five damage. Which takes me up to 20.
Token, what are you gonna do?
At this point, that is two failed attacks in a row, especially considering I severed their ties and I felt like I was a little confident in my attacks. So I'm gonna take a second. Breathe in and out and go, all right, don't be arrogant, Mr. Toucan.
I will say, ever so quickly, you can see that these things have snaked off into another direction. If you cut them, maybe, you know, it might give them a brief moment of vulnerability.
I don't have anything sharp. Can I, as you a free action, ask Gertrude, can you toss me your shaving razor?
Ooh. Is Gertrude going to allow herself to be disarmed?
Yeah, I kind of...
I see the twines, Miss Gertrude. Miss Gertrude, please toss me your shaving razor. I will end this right here and now.
Okay, Mr. Toucan. I know you're a smart bird. I shall let you use my shaving razor. And I'm gonna throw it up like a boomerang and catch it.
Yeah, I can say throw up. You won't end the combat straight away. You'll give them time before they can get back up again.
The next episode.
Yeah.
Alright. Let's draw some time. So, do I catch it and am I able to sever their lines?
Well, here's the thing. There is a throwing roll in this game. Is there not?
There is.
Well, a roll that counts for throwing.
Yep.
Carmen, I'm going to want you to roll me the scrap roll, isn't it?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Actually, no, it's scurry.
Oh. Scurry roll.
The eight.
I want a five.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to boost out to a five. So I've got a two. I'll do that.
Okay, so you're going to use the grit.
Yeah, I'm going to burn the grit this time.
Well, I'll go fair enough. Toucan, can you also roll me one to catch it?
Now I want to ask this. This is not technically a combat roll. Can I use my beak to catch it? Use tripedal.
Yes.
All right, I will get advantage on that. And you want me to roll a scurry?
Yeah, so I'm on a 5 at least.
That is a 6. So I get a because I get advantage. Yes, I catch the razor. All right, now I then spin around and I sever the lines that I see.
Yeah, and you'll notice these things immediately just drop to the floor. And the fine threads that you were looking at kind of seem to almost retreat a bit. And then start slowly snaking their way back down towards the puppets.
Okay, now I want to ask this. Now I understand if I don't get another turn, does that count as my turn? I understand if it does, though. Yeah, am I able to attack them?
Have an attack. Yeah,
okay, I will attack. I will run up and attack one, since I'm noticing that they're, you know, I've only got a limited amount of time. I'm going to attack with my... That's a 6 for my scrap.
Yeah, you'll hit.
I'll hit? Okay. Well, that is... Oh my goodness. What is my quarter mace? It's a D10. Plus a D6. So... That's a 2. That's 5 damage. Damn it. I attacked this one.
Unfortunately, it just kind of squeezes in a bit and then immediately just kind of pops back out.
Damn it.
A bit of DR on him. Jacob... You have a free attack on this thing.
Smack it. Yeah, I'm just going to start slicing in at it with my keys.
Yeah, just do your damage rolls.
So
they can't move right now.
That is 18.
Huh. Fair enough. You'll definitely cut this thing into ribbons. It's still...
I'm just pulling stuffing out of it.
Yeah, there's still enough of it that it might pose a threat if it gets back up again. Manny, what are you going to do?
Again, whack the truncheon. The one that's kind of near the effect anyway.
Just roll your damage rolls.
Oh, okay.
Yep, you've definitely managed to kind of destroy whatever's left of this one.
Stuffing out.
Bits of stuffing and kind of armature wire go everywhere. Go, Kolaris. There's one left laying limply on the floor.
I'm gonna smack it.
Give it a smack.
Try to at least. A little smack.
A smack.
5.
Yeah,
it's on the floor, so it can't really do shit, so I'll do that with my damage. There we go. 13. Plus 1 for poison. If they can take that, they're puppets. I don't know if they can get poison.
Do not take poison, I'm afraid.
Ah, yeah, rats.
Okay,
no, just 13 damage then.
Well, this thing is still in enough of a thing. enough of a shape.
Not quite dead yet.
Yeah. Gertrude, are you going to finish this thing off or what?
Yeah, I'd like to try.
Kind of just attack.
Yeah, damage. But this time I've only got my fists. I've got something here with my fists. Where is it? I know I've got something like
that. You're going to try and fist the puppet.
No, because I think I get a plus 2 for my sharp
claws.
This
fist is going to rack up your ass!
Da-da-da. I can't find it, but I know that I've got a plus something because I'm a porcupine.
Pretty sure it's defense.
Ah, screw it. I can't remember now. Yeah, I'll just do my scrap of D10. 2.
Well, yeah.
Come on, D1. D1. D1.
They're not going to... Come on, it's just straight up attack roll.
Before you were defending.
They can't move.
Oh.
No, it's on the floor, lifeless at the moment.
It could attack.
And that's just
it could use its charm, you know, the karate moves.
What?
What?
When did they have karate?
Since when have they had karate moves?
Just don't worry. Just carry on. No.
Right, note to self, add puppets with karate moves.
God damn it, Carmen. We're fucked now. We're fucked!
It is the puppet's turn. It'll kind of start to jerk on the floor a bit.
You.
Yeah.
Jerk off on the floor a little bit.
Oh god, there's more little Freds coming out.
But I can't quite rise to the occasion right yet. So Toucan, what are you gonna do?
Apparently I'm gonna be absolutely flabbergasted by there's constant jerking off on the floor. But I'm gonna literally beat the ever loving shit out of this thing with my quarter mace.
Yep.
And be like, the power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you. I roll my attack, or am I able to just roll my damage?
Well, I will say you have to roll your attack now. It will be able to defend itself.
God. fucking damn it.
Jacob, come on, someone kill this thing.
Right, so, I mean, am I just rolling my damage, or do I actually have to attack
it? It is defending itself now. You had a free round of it not doing anything. Okay.
Fair enough. Can it be a three?
Can it be a three? No, it cannot.
Fantastic.
Yeah, they get the nat ones when they're fucking rolling. God fucking damn it.
How dead does this thing look?
It's about halfway.
Halfway through drinking.
I mean, to be fair, it's a puppet. It doesn't look like it's ever been alive to begin with.
I'm just going to stomp on it and see if that kills it. So, does six damage kill it?
Six damage does nothing.
Excellent. Alright, so, I've done six
they
damage,
have a
but...
six DR.
Jeepers, John.
Why did you do this?
But I'm going to take its grit. So,
steal it.
I guess I'm going to...
suck it off.
I'm going to take five of its
grit. Sure, take five grit, you know.
And I've done no damage, so I just sort of smooshed a felt part and did nothing.
Yeah, it's almost as if fire would have helped here.
Yeah, I should have used
that. Sam, something else.
Okay, that's fine.
It's almost as if fire really would have helped here.
Someone can go back if they want it. He's going to get the trench and then fire and whack it again.
It's a four. It rolls a seven.
Catchphrase. I want to use my catchphrase.
Do it.
Time to remove the butt plug. Whoa!
There you go. Do your damage.
Ooh! 12 damage. He gets a good whack on the head.
You know what, fuck it. This thing just dies.
Ha ha!
And there you go. You are surrounded by the remains of several puppets.
Can I rip two of the googly eyes off and put it in my dungeon?
Sure, why not?
Yeah!
And with that, we'll draw this episode to a close. As the remains of these puppets are scattered across the floor, and the team stand triumphantly over their hard-won battle. And Toucan hangs his head in shame for not hitting a single attack.
Fuck you.
Aww. You wish, buddy. You wish. Bye-bye for now.
I do.
Find us on Blue Sky. Bye.
Toodles.
Bye. The freeze in place. Don't just ruin a good time.
So that's why you wanted to come in, June.
Good job.